Is 8:06, plenty of sunshine at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 27 degrees. It is Thanksgiving Eve, Wednesday morning, Chat Home Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up on the program in hour number two of the show at about 9:15 or so, coming into the studio, making the short walk from the Grand Theater, is the Executive Director of the Grand and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, Sean Wright. But here in hour number one, joined by Bob Look, as we do each and every other Wednesday. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Now, first thing I want to make sure you folks do is make sure you take the gizzards out of the turkey before you start preparing it for being put in the oven. Oh, wait a minute. We're not doing that today?
We're not. We are not the Butterball hotline yet. Because the thing is, most days people say, what is he talking about? Then people would truly be saying, what is he talking about? Before we continue, Bob, I always have to say good morning to my in-studio engineer pushing the buttons on the other side of the glass, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, are you excited, Ian, for tomorrow? I know we've
yes,
been talking. You got a big family Thanksgiving coming up.
Family, football, and food. It's the three F's of Thanksgiving.
Well, I think, you know, with your dad owning Buck's Golf Shop, I think it would be better if it was, instead of football, it would be golf and food. But I guess you can't be, you know, too choosy when it comes to Thanksgiving.
No.
Be like today, you could still tee it up.
I know it, huh? I tell you,
it's a nice day today.
Exactly. The sun's beautiful.
I know it, and I mean, we're still waiting for that major snowstorm to come. Knock on wood.
But
the travel conditions all weekend. Right. We'll have Jennifer Vucicki to tell us about our weekend travel coming up in about an hour as well. But again, good morning to Ian Welsh. He'll be joining us throughout the course of the program as well. But Bob, I was actually... Number one, last night I had this hard time. I woke up and it's like I had this hard time. But I'm just lying there, and as I tried to fall asleep, but I was thinking again about you coming in and things I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
And the last couple of times it came to my mind again, all these phone calls you're getting. In fact, right on the show as well. And
the
phones just sitting there.
Well, it'll ring probably before we finish.
But I was reading some stories last night as well, and the President of the United States is again focusing a little push on junk fees, which I think is, especially this time of year with all the travel that goes on, something important. Explain again what, because I think it's part of a big picture again where people are trying to use little aspects to kind of, you know, pump up the profits a little bit with your calls. What again is going on with this?
Well, it's the additional Medicare coverage that you can purchase, you know, that it goes above Medicare A and B, you know, Medicare C, which is something you can get through the free market, which is just kind of covers that extra cost for the really big things, so you're not really hung out to dry.
Is it real, though? Are these calls you're getting real, or are they just somebody trying to scam you?
They're real, but they're the companies all jockeying for position to try to take your business.
Okay.
See, I have Medicare A and B, being, you know, I'm 68 years old and all that, but the exit, I go through an insurance person that I got to know who is an expert at that. He set me up for that Medicare C, which matched what I was needing, because there's every one that has a little change, a little nuance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so basically, you know, he got me set up, you know, at the beginning, and he basically sent me an email just saying, Bob, you know, it's that time of year for re-upping on this, you know, if I don't hear from you, I assume you just want things as is, but here's my phone number, you know, call me whenever before whatever date and all that stuff. So basically I got the pamphlet or big brochure, in fact, that was sent to me for the company that I had through that showed me the slight changes that they had from last year to this year to see if there's any that would really affect me or a big deal, you know, that it would make me change. And I read through the booklet. It takes time. You got to be, you know, cognizant of these things. But a lot of people just assume that, oh, yeah, everything's fine. Well, you may have had your past company, but in the process, they may have dropped a few things that you kind of counted on.
Mm-hmm.
Say, like, you know, giving you back your money for having, say, like a gym membership. For you know, exercising and better health. You know, some companies reimburse you, some don't.
Mm-hmm.
And
some rewarding these, you for doing the right thing.
Correct. But the point is, you know, a lot of people, they just assume they just carries over.
Assumptions.
So, you know, it is on the people involved, you know, to have to go through that. Now, you know, I've done my duty and I've figured it all out. But there is no shutoff valve for other companies to keep, you know, not only just phone calls, but the amount of mail that I get, which, you know, should be no more than just the bills that I get every month and, you know,
right. Maybe
a card here or a card there, but that's it. But I'm getting all from all these other companies. Oh, here, we can offer this and we can offer this. And, you know, if you wanted to, you know, think about changing, you can. It's your prerogative, but the problem is it's a whole bunch of sales people coming after you like, hey, you know that we can reimburse you with about over $140 a month on groceries, which is their big push right now, which in other words, yeah, you can sign up for that. But the amount of money that you're going to be paying into this program on the back end, if you add it all up, you're not really ahead. Technically.
Okay, know. I was actually, and that's, again, that's good information because, again, I wasn't really sure about that because, I guess, transferring, because I think what Biden has done, and he's trying to do again here, is talk about, I think these fees that, you know, again, I use the term average Americans can be overused, but again, the things that add up, and I think it's number one, the right thing to do, obviously. Number two is really good politics as well, and it's just odd sometimes how something like this, where, you know, this is I think a real clear you know, line that you would never see a Republican president or Republican politicians leadership, whether in the House or the Senate, do something like this. Try to push, you know, these unfair overdraft fees when it comes to your banks or your credit card fees, and in this time of year, I think the one reason they're pushing it is all these little fees you get when you go flying across the country, and, you know, if you want to have your child sitting next to you, you got to pay a fee to make sure that the seat's right next to you.
Well,
again, this, it seems like such common sense, and I think that sometimes in the whole discussions, we take our eye off the ball on the things that can be accomplished, if, you know, maybe what would be considered small ways that can help people's lives.
Common sense is totally silenced when the primary donors of those politicians are the ones who benefit from those particular little nuances that change. I mean, I used to fly a lot back in the 80s and the 90s, you know, in my work, you know, and I was just bouncing around. And I have not been in an airline or that well over 20 years now, and I see, you know, people who go traveling. Oh, we took a trip to Costa Rica or whatever. You know, they went for a getaway from the winter chills and that, and they start telling me about, it cost us, you know, $85 just to check our bags, or, you know. I wanted, you know, before they used to have the cart going down the aisles. Would you like a soft drink or and you could whatever soft drink, and it was just given to you, and a little bag of like nuts or crackers or what have you, and it was just, you know, oh, that's no, well, no, if you even just want to a glass of water.
Yeah, and also, you have to give the credit cards now, too.
Yes, you have to have it over there.
So that's in the whole system as well.
I have started a new effort, and I'd like other people out there to think about doing this. Put the cards away. Put the cards away. You go grocery shopping, pay cash. You go to your local merchant, pay cash. In fact, the local merchant will probably thank you for that because that omits them from the charge that they have to pay for the card companies that they're handling that deal. And so, you know, I'm back to old school.
So you actually are doing you when you get your gas, you're walking in there and paying the
walking
cash.
In, pay for it.
I can't remember the last time I did that.
Oh God, they look at you like you're from Mars, and you know you walk in and you know instead of having like a bag of pretzels there for the road, you know it's like they're looking and you say pump four. Oh. And then they point to the card thing that's there. You can play it. No, I'm paying cash. And they're kind of like, oh. And in fact, I went grocery shopping earlier this week, right? And I go up to the counter. And I always go to a store where there's a human being at the cash register.
I have to admit that I go through the one without the human being.
No, I always want the human being there, and I started paying. And it was like about a $70-$80 bill. So I'm pulling out cash, and I just said to the lady, and I says, you know what I enjoy doing is when I pull out the cash, and it's not say a lady like her, a little more mature in that, but say. High school
right.
kid or something
yeah,
like that.
We see the kids.
And they look at the money and it's like the panic in their eyes thinking they have to make change.
I know. And they don't have the calculator right there.
Yeah. And even though the machine right. tells you what it is, but they see money, it's like, ah,
oh,
what
man.
Do I do with this?
You are doing your best to train the future. I like that a lot. Very, very good. We're going to come right back. I want to continue the idea of the way that we look at what can be accomplished. Sometimes I think people think, well, things can be accomplished. Maybe if you look at it a different way. So I want to continue to talk with Bob. Look, I want to get the thoughts as this gerrymandering case is started up. I laugh at Rebecca Bradley a little bit, but we're going to discuss that and a whole bunch more as we continue on this Wednesday. The time is 8:18. I'm Chad Holmes here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, the Wausau West Warriors take on the Newman Catholic Cardinals in high school girls basketball. Hear all the exciting action live on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, with the pregame show starting at 2 p.m. and the opening tip at 2:15. West and Newman girls basketball on Bull Falls Radio is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Menke Automotive, Shine Chiropractic, and the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club. It's Wausau West taking on Newman Catholic High School Girls Basketball. Friday, starting with the pregame show at 2, opening tip at 2:15. On Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes with you on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, if you have not downloaded the app, do it right now.
Just go to your app store, go to Google Play, search Civic Media. Then it's basically like having about 20 different apps in one. You have Civic Media, then you open it up. You have all the Civic Media radio stations. The fifth one down is right here, Bow Falls Radio. Be able to listen to wherever you are. Again, joined by Bob Look here in hour number one, the day before Thanksgiving. Beautiful day. The sun is coming through the windows here at our downtown studios. Glad to have you here to spend the first hour with us, as always.
Yeah, Bow Falls Radio and Tanning Salon. It's really kind of nice.
I'm waiting to see exactly how much it heats up with all the sun, especially when we get to the summertime when we're
well,
in here.
Count them, because maybe on maybe just two hands how many times we have actual sunny days from now until end of March.
That's so. Exactly right. But before we kind of switch topics, I brought this up again because I saw a lot of coverage yesterday concerning Biden pushing again for, you know, trying to, you know, get rid of a lot of these junk fees. And I was, you know, thinking bigger then. I mean, I think that is an obvious popular thing to do. And then I was, you know, speaking of gas stations yesterday, I went in and got some gas. And here on this big travel weekend coming up, we got numbers under $3, which again is very impressive compared to where we were, just a couple years ago, especially after the invasion of Ukraine that spiked the prices back up around, you know, well over $4. But you see a lot of the things that you and I, we're going to talk about a big historical aspect a little bit later on, but historically, a lot of the things that would usually indicate, hey, this guy should be really, you know, everybody's saying what a great job he's doing, and yet it feels like, and I think it's bigger than just, I'm almost starting to believe you about these poll numbers where you've got to start ignoring them. But I just think generally the way that things are reported on and the general gist of the way things are, are we living in a negative time in your opinion, that everybody kind of just, no matter what's going on, has this negative point of view when it comes to, I think, the big media and the way things are reported?
People, it's easier for them to complain rather than compliment. And that is something that is not just exclusive to this time frame in our history. It goes all the way around. Way back to the Truman and Dewey, all the experts and all the so-called, you know, thought that the President Truman was going to be defeated by Dewey in the election excuse me, in 1948, I believe. Yeah, 1948. And, newspaper picture of him holding the President Truman holding the headline, you know, Dewey defeats Truman, when they're assuming that they had all the answers, but then the actual people who got into the ballot box and in the, you know, doing it, just them and their ballot, they made the decision. And I am one of those firm believers that you can look at all the polls, and yeah, it does give you indications of things, but again, it gets down to the decision that you're in that ballot box making it for your vote. And people may scoff at me saying this, but I believe that a lot of people out there, most of you, find that very, very powerful, that they have that ability, that right to do that. And you don't have somebody looking over your shoulder. You don't have somebody there with something pointed at you. Right. You are there in the sanctity of that ballot, but, you know, wherever you're doing this. And you're putting that in there, and they can talk all they want about this computer did this. Then how come you're not complaining about the other results, folks? You know, it was proven by all the, you know, the people who do these things. It was the most secure election ever. Back in 2020, 2022 is also, you know, no problems. There's, you know, this, that's what, as long as we have that in our hands, we have that ballot in our hands, that we can make a decision between candidate A or candidate B, or if there's more, you may want to decide to go to other candidates. But then you have to have the realization, is this a waste of time? Or am I basically doing this protest vote, but the world's worst solution could come out of it because of me splintering it. That's, again, things that have to be decided by the voting public. And there's my call asking me if they want to see. And here's one of those numbers that
holy cow.
It is.
My mind's going to explode this looking at your screen.
I'll just put it on so they can listen to us talk here. So,
you know, and earlier today, Pat Kreitler was talking again about Wisconsin, and we're going to see tomorrow during the Packer game, President Biden putting a commercial out, talking. Oh, sure. And talking about how important Wisconsin is. In a sense, you know, yeah, as a resident of Wisconsin, you know, very happy to be, you know, having each vote count. But at the same time, it makes me, again, think about the 45 states out there that, again, will not have a real major factor based on historical trends with the way that the votes have been going down. It doesn't feel like our system works when it's that narrow. And I don't know what the right answer is, whether it's going true national vote or not, but there's something wrong that we're fortunate enough where all of our votes always seem to be such importance.
For now.
Well, for now. In some of these other states, people can live their whole lives and not have a presidential election that really is either tight or really is a major factor in who ultimately wins.
Well, once you get animosity in there and you quit showing up to the polls because, oh, well, my vote doesn't count. Well, then you start running into those situations when it really did count. And as long as the Electoral College is around, your votes in some of those states where there's no real race on who is going to get the most votes in those particular states, they become basically window dressing. Okay? So that's why I always love to bring out the thing that popular vote should be the determining factor. The Electoral College was put into place for one reason only, and that was to protect slavery.
Yeah, the old three-fifths rule. So
yeah.
The time is 8:29. News update coming up in just moments, and then more with Bob Look. The time is 8:29. I'm Chad Holmes, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
You got a great imagination.
Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:34, Wednesday morning, Thanksgiving Eve, sunny skies, 27 degrees in Wausau. If you have travel plans for this holiday weekend, we'll get all the details from Jennifer Vuchiski from Weatherology coming up at 9:06, but still joined by Bob Look here for the first hour of the program Every other Wednesday, Bob joins us here in studio. November the 22nd, 2023. And it's really, actually, you know, you brought this up to me saying, I want to talk about anniversary, 60 years ago, JFK. To be honest with you, I don't hear as much about this anniversary as we used to hear. I mean, it felt like every year you'd really hear about it. I read a little bit about it earlier this morning, but at the same time, 60 years ago, and it really was a day that I think in a lot of ways, you know, changed American history and what was, you know, where we were at that point and where we went after that as well. But you said you want to make sure we talked about that, and I agree. I think that having an eye on history is so very important, especially a day like that that you say you still have vivid memories
of. Well, I'm 68 years old, so I was 8 years old when this day occurred, November 22nd, 1963, and I was a third grader at St. Adalbert's school, Catholic grade school in South Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And to explain that day to you, being there, because I'm looking at it and I'm remembering it as an 8-year-old, which probably put a big dent in my brain to remember all this because it was things I've never seen before. First of all, it was a typical Friday. You know, you're wrapping up your week of school and everything. And so in the afternoon, all of a sudden there's a knock on on the door of our third grade class, and it was the pastor, Father Michael Steinchuk. And as is tradition, all the students would stand up and, "Praise be Jesus Christ. Good afternoon, Father Steinchuk." And he, instead of the usual "good afternoon" students, it was, he just kind of motioned to, for all to sit down, and he called the nun, Sister Fulgencia, to come, you know, to whisper to her in the hallway. And but the one thing I noticed from Father Steinchuk right from the get-go is his eyes are all red, which is something I'd never seen before. And then as the great, you know, Sister Fulgencia came back in, and her eyes were now glassy-eyed and that. And she mentioned to a couple of the students in the back, "Bring the TV." You know, they had one of those, you know, big black and white TVs on one of these audiovisual stands, you know, that you could. And because we would, every day, we would always watch the afternoon news, midday news with Douglas Edwards on CBS, which was one, was a normal thing that they would, you know, let us kids, you know, watch at that midday afternoon newscast. Well, that wasn't the time for, you know, it was a little bit before that. And they were turning on the phone, and the TV is now warming up, which is something else. It takes a while
Exactly. I mean, you talk about a couple of things that just bring back, and even for myself, it was not quite that old.
And so here it is, you know, black and white TV. And now it's not just Douglas Edwards. It's a whole bunch of guys, you know, they don't even have sport coats on or suits on. They just basically have the ties and the white shirts, and they're all kind of, you know, and I was watching this, and then the sister said, "We'll be excusing all students at, I think it was 2:30 or 2:15, I believe, or 2:30, something like that." He says, "So we're just going to watch this until you have to head home." They didn't tell us anything more. They just turned on the TV, and now I'm hearing words that I've never heard before. One of them being assassination. And I'm a third grader. I have no idea what assassination means. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're listening to these people, and they would not say shot, gunned down, you know,
murdered.
Killed, murdered, nothing like that. It was always assassination. So here I'm, you know, like, you know, doing the old quizzical face, you know, and like, and the nun, of course, was not really talking, you know, he was just kind of there. And a couple of other of the teaching personnel kind of came there from the office to make sure the everything was okay. And basically all the other students, we were just watching this the TV and not really understanding what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I also remember the, you know, the fact, you know, we had our family grocery store, and, you know, as I was coming home, and we also subscribed to the Milwaukee Journal, which was delivered.
Afternoon newspaper,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the afternoon newspaper in Milwaukee at the time. Milwaukee Sentinel was the morning one. Well, this time, for the first time I ever saw, I saw this in movies. I saw this, you know, and what have you. Extra. That. I knew that meant something important. And the headline of the Milwaukee Journal was "Kennedy slain."
Another word.
S-L-A-I-N. Another word that I have no idea what that is. Slain? Assassination? Where? But the one thing that stuck in my mind more than anything else, everything stopped. And also, something that just never leaves my mind is, how come all the grown-ups are crying? How come all the adults have tears in their eyes or wiping back tears? And in their conversation, it's all murmured, you know, between them, and not really wanting the children to even hear.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was great, great unanswered questions that the people who had to, did the Russians do this? And again, us as kids, you know, what is an assassination? What is slain? You know, as a third grader, you're trying to, you know, take this all in. But I could tell. And one thing also just that stuck in my mind was that, you know, that next Saturday, which of course Saturdays are always a real busy, buzzing type of day. And all of a sudden my, you know, folks go, well, we'll be closed tomorrow, Saturday, which was like huge day for us. Saturday and Sunday before people coming into church and afterwards always would get our homemade Polish sausage and all this other stuff that we were going to close for the weekend. And even on Monday when the funeral, and again, funeral. And I remember, you know, my parents again just, oh, well, you know, go in the living room and, you know, do whatever you want. You want to watch TV. Well, I was watching TV. And so it's a Saturday and I'm watching TV and, you know, just, now I'm figuring it out that, you know, well, the president, I know, because President Kennedy was a Catholic. Right. So being in a Catholic school.
The first Catholic.
The very great pride that was carried on to this. In fact, my father even gave me this story saying, you shook John Kennedy's hand. And I, you know, what do you mean? Well, he was during the Wisconsin primary in 1960, they had a rally at the Rawson Ballroom, which was right across the street from our store. And my father put me up on his shoulders. Now, I don't remember this. I'm 5 years old. I don't remember. And he put me on his shoulder. And he says, he leaned over and or at that time, John Kennedy, grabbed my hand and shook it. I don't know. Of course, there was no phones taking pictures or any type of, you know, but this was told to me.
Right.
So I have a contact with him because my father told me that I had shaken hands with this person who became the president of the United States. And now you're telling me he's dead by assassination? what, you know? And as I was watching that TV on that Saturday, and next thing you know, there's some guy who was being led down into the parking area, and
on live TV.
Ow! And there I'm, and no one else was with me when I was seeing this. And all of a sudden, like maybe 5-10 minutes, the word got to, you know, the front of the store, my mother, and she came and saw that the TV was on. Click. Off went the, and she goes, go outside and play. I go, I don't want to. You know, being a kid, right. I kind of like to see what was it. No, you're going outside and play. So I was going outside to play. And it's a Saturday, which is supposed to be busy as heck, you know. No cars. Nobody. The store is, you know, my folks, you know, the store was closed, but still open because there were some folks who had to do their, so we kind of just let them slide in and that kind of stuff. But just, why are the grown-ups crying? Why are they have tears? I could not fathom this. It was such a deep sorrow. Such a sense of loss. And again, as the days end, the funeral and the procession, now I'm starting to get it. I'm starting to realize it because I'm seeing little John there. And I'm going, wow. That's why all the grown-ups are crying.
I find it very interesting that from the very start of what you just told us, that the priest and the nun didn't really explain anything.
It was more important that if there would be some explanation, it would have to come from the parents.
And you just sort of, it was almost like you went through these couple of days along your own pathway to find, and it stuck with you, obviously, in a very
profound
way.
And my parents couldn't even explain it to me because they couldn't say it without breaking down.
Right.
And of course, this is back in the days where grown-ups don't cry type of a thing. But when you, when as a kid, an 8-year old, and you're asking, why are the grown ups crying?
What did it mean as a youngster in a family, a Catholic family? What did John Kennedy mean?
Well, it wasn't like, you know, it's not that we had, you know, pictures of him. And, you know,
right, right.
But it was a sense of pride because, you know, back in those days, being a Roman Catholic, being a Catholic in general, people and others who were not of the Catholic faith were worried that a politician was going to basically follow the teachings of the Holy Father, the Pope.
Like a hotline.
Yeah, so then now the Pope would be like in charge of the U.S., which was their thinking. And again, looking at it now from adult eyes and looking back, you understand that. But we just all thought, oh, yeah, Pope, yeah, he's the Holy Father. And President, he leads our country, you know. Everyone's good. Everyone thumbs up, you know. And hey, he's a Catholic, even better yet. That's wonderful. Because, you know, my family and the parishioners of my church at that time, the same church that I was an altar boy at and got married in, you know, to this day, you know, now that today it's a mosque. So the changes and that time passes. But what still sticks in my mind is, why are the grown-ups crying?
60 years ago today, and it's always interesting what we remember from way in the past.
And if I could just pass on to people who weren't around during that time, that is probably the most, I never saw things shut down. The closest to it was 9/11.
Yeah.
And I happened to be on the air that particular time.
Me too.
When it was like just all falling apart around us. But why are the parents crying?
Good stuff. I mean, that was, I think, very important to talk about. Bob Look with us. Gonna come right back. The time is 8:49 here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
On Friday night, the Wausau West High School hockey team begins the new season, traveling to Eau Claire to take on the Memorial Old Aids. Hear all the exciting action on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:15 and the opening faceoff at 6:30. Wausau West Hockey is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Menke Automotive, and Shine Chiropractic. It's Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey at Eau Claire Memorial, Friday night, starting with pregame show at 6:15 and the opening faceoff at 6:30. On your home for Wausau West High School sports, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Time is 8:52, still with Bob Look. Before we move forward, talk a little bit of fun stuff here for Thanksgiving. And somebody just said to you, I think that was fantastic that elementary school kids were watching the news and learning about what was going on in a way that, in a serious way, then you could have a discussion with a teacher. I think that, you know, frankly, that again, if they could make it in some kind of way, I hope that, you know, to keep abreast on what's going on is so vital, especially in our system of government here in America.
Well, that was a different time and place, and again, CBS was one of the three major networks, CBS, NBC, and ABC, but they would always have that mid-afternoon kind of headline new with Douglas Edwards. And again, as you know, third graders, you're kind of watching it and going, and maybe out of all the stuff that's being said, maybe 5% of it is getting through right. to them. But the point is that afterwards, the nun and our teachers would just any questions on what we just saw,
mm-hmm.
and then you know people would you know some of the students would raise their hands. I was really more in when they were talking about at that time what was being debated was equal rights amendments, and that which eventually would pass and be signed in 1965, but this is 63. But this was one of the things that President Kennedy had started to push and work on. So it took them, you know, even extra time to even pass something that basic. And it was Johnson who wanted to finish it because he wanted to finish what was started by the Kennedy.
Incredible. Again, I've read the Carroll books on LBJ. And the last book, about 12 years ago now, talked specifically about that time where it was mucked up completely in the U.S. Senate, the civil rights legislation, and somehow through his legislative genius. And LBJ's got great, great heights and great depths. Mm-hmm. But boy, what he did with that, incredible. If people would really want to delve into history and read how he got that done with the idea that where it was frozen. I mean, literally, Robert Byrd from Virginia basically frozen it up. And it was like incredible stuff. But again, I hope youngsters, and again, get away from the conspiracy theories and all this other stuff you can find so easily. And I guess one other thing is, you were watching that newscast. Back then, the thought was right down the middle in terms of, and also, news was not a profit center.
No, it wasn't.
You know, it was truly about educating the public.
Well, it was, and it was put on in the middle of the afternoons, basically as a kind of an update before their evening newscast. But also probably just a little that they pass the word on to other schools that this is available if they want to watch CBS do, you know, they can use it for their current events or civics or whatever. But that just always stuck in my memory. But, you know, just the memory of how everything, and I mean everything, but somehow the NFL still played their games on Sunday.
Not the AFL.
Yeah, I know, not the AFL, but Pete Rozelle, after the fact, says the most stupid decision he ever made was letting them play those games.
And they were not televised. They were just there. It was there. Quiet stadiums. It was some interesting stories I've read about that Sunday in the NFL.
It should have just shut it all down because everything else was.
Which they learned the lesson after 9/11. They did not play the following week. Right. So that was a little lesson learned. Real fast, you know, it is Thanksgiving weekend, and I guess we're thankful for hockey because you get to do the Badgers Friday and Saturday. I get to go over and do the Wausau West Warriors. But as we go into Thanksgiving, I mean, any thoughts on this time of year? What people should be thinking about?
Be thankful, you know, of your family. Be thankful of your friends. It's a little tougher situation of mine,
right?
Situation, but I still don't look at it as a negative. I look at it as something that has been such a blessing in my life, and I will never forget, you know, the great time. And my wife was just, even though the dinner was me and her, and maybe the stepson, or it wasn't like a big group. Mm-hmm. She cooked, like, she'd go get out to find the doggone as biggest turkey she could find, 20 some pounds all the time. And I'd be eating turkey and dressing, you know, for like the next 3-4 months.
Right.
But I didn't care. It was so good. It was just great memories.
Absolutely. So I do hope you have a really good Thursday. Well, Rube, we got about a minute. Badgers were number one.
Which I kind of thought their leading scorer, Cruz Lucius, couldn't make the trip last. He was battling an illness. So a little bit of offense was missing, but That's, you're going to have that in the season.
Oh, man, it's a long season.
And we get to welcome the Sea Wolves.
The Sea Wolves.
Back to the Kohl Center. they were a member of WCHA back in those days. And so it'll be nice. And listening to the student section chant, "What's a Sea Wolf? What's a Sea Wolf?"
Oh, very. Has there been a spike in the attendance?
Oh, gosh, yes.
That's great to see again.
There was over 10,000 on the Friday game last week when they played Michigan, and there was over 12,000. And they sold, after that Minnesota series, they sold over 7,000 fresh tickets.
Wow.
For that weekend alone.
Good to see the excitement.
It was fun, like the old days.
Well, enjoy the Sea Wolves, and we'll catch
What's
you again soon.
What's a Sea Wolf?
Thanks, Bob. Bob Look joining us. Got another hour to come. News is next here on Full Falls Radio, 98.9 at 1230.